This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Books Uncovered, an exciting conversation about books and literary events, brought to you by the Dunedin Athenaeum Library and Mechanics Institute.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Bella.
Over the next half hour, we'll dive into themes ranging from romance to quirky book blurbs, all discovered within the depths of the Athenaeum Library. Kia ora, thanks for tuning in.
Kia ora, everyone.
I'm back in the studio with Bella, and we have a special guest today, Jordan. Kia ora, Jordan.
Kia ora, hello. Thanks for having me.
All you big Books Uncovered heads will recognise her from last year. Was it last year?
I feel like it might have even been 2024.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. It was the early days of Books Uncovered, I think.
It was. We were like, please come on our show.
Yeah, and so we've got Jordan back to talk about romance, because it's Valentine's Day this weekend, although this is airing a little bit later than that.
Yeah, so you can get back in the Valentine's Day mood.
Valentine's
Week. Everyone's in.
It's always time for romance. You know? Yeah. We all need a distraction.
We do.
Yeah, so what have you been distracting yourself with in the romance world?
I think that along with what seems like, according to my algorithms, the entire internet, I have been distracting myself with heated rivalry.
Okay, so I've only heard a little bit about this, so if you want to explain to our listeners what this
is. I would love to. I would love to spread the gospel and the good word of heated rivalry. So heated rivalry is actually the second book in a series. It's a classic romance series style where each book within the series is a different couple, but kind of within the same universe, and you get cameos from your different couples across the books. It's called the Game Changer series. And the first book is called Game Changer, and then the second book is called Heated Rivalry. The author's name is
Rachel Reid. Is it Rachel Reid?
No, yeah. And so last year, a TV series came out based on Heated Rivalry.
Okay, I've heard of the TV series.
Yeah, and it really it got a lot of attention and became extremely popular. And the two actors from the TV series have become pretty massive kind of superstars. They carried the Olympic flame at the Winter Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the books have been around for quite a while. Actually, Nell, who did the last episode about romance for you guys with me, introduced me to it because Heated Rivalry, one of the main characters, it's a gay romance, it's two men, is Russian, and her partner in real life is Russian. And it's quite hard to find Russian protagonists in romance novels. Yeah. So she found it, and it just also so happened to be ice hockey romance, which is my favourite subgenre of gay, of gay romance. I'm already getting so niche. So it's like gay romance, and then we get into gay ice hockey romance. And this isn't even the first gay ice hockey romance series I've read.
Yeah, wow. And is this one, because they're Russian, is it set in Russia? Or
it's set
in
the NHL, so like no American league. But there are a lot of Russian players in the NHL in America.
Yeah. Are there characters, I'm just interested in the Russian side, because I'm like, obviously it's illegal to be queer or gay. Yeah.
Which comes up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's not like heavily focused on in terms of like it's definitely present, and I actually think that kind of I feel like this never happens, but I actually think the show elevates the book. Would you agree, Bella?
I agree. I like the show. I really enjoyed the book a lot, and I did, to be fair, I watched the show and then I read the book because I was like, okay, I love this. But I did enjoy the show a lot more, just in terms of, I don't know, I just got a lot more out of it.
The books are just classic. There's a genre, like there's a type of romance novel, and especially gay romance novel, that is like very formulaic. And there is minor plot, but not a whole heap of plot. And they fit different kinds of, you know, I guess like tropes. And you know, like enemies to lovers are very common trope. Oh,
the nerd and the jock.
Like kind of slut and the virgin. You know, those kinds of things. And so, game, like the Game Changer series, kind of there's six books and they're all different couples, except there's a sequel to Heated Rivalry because it's the most popular of the books. It's called The Long Game, which is like at the end of the other books.
I love that it's called Game Changer.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, and so actually the couple from the first book in the series, which is called Game Changer, are in the TV show Heated Rivalry. Okay. So you are kind of getting two separate love stories.
Yeah, because you get a whole episode that's sort of about their story, which is like the first book is just, yeah, put into one episode.
Which was a great call because yeah. The first book is quite boring and very repetitive.
Yeah, okay.
So then, and Heated Rivalry, I read Heated Rivalry first, didn't realise it was part of a series, and then I read Game Changer. So, and I was like, it's fine. Like, I've read a lot of bad romance. And
so is it well written, or like, how big are these books? Are they like novella size, or are
they're bigger
standard,
than a
standard novel, I would say.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
What, 350 sort of
classic,
pages?
Yeah, classic romance size. Like, you can read it pretty quickly, but it's not, oh yeah, not a novella.
So the author's really, like, cashing in now because of this TV series.
She was involved and she's been doing press. So, yeah. But the creator of the TV series, Jacob Tierney, is an established, he had another popular show before this, which I had not seen.
I can't remember
what it's called.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I should look that up.
Okay.
Something, it's got a name in it. That's very unhelpful. that people knew him for.
Okay.
And then he's Canadian and the show was made in Canada. So while it's set in the American Hockey League, the one that's not Russian, so it's Shane and Ilya. Ilya's Russian. He plays for Boston, and then Shane plays for Montreal. So it is set in Canada, and the actor who plays Shane is Canadian.
So there's quite a lot of, do they write a lot about the actual game as well, the sport?
Interestingly, more in the books, less in the show. There's less hockey in the show than I expected, and I actually, I read a lot of gay hockey romance, and I actually quite like the hockey.
Yeah,
yeah, I was like, I could do with more hockey in the show next season.
I think that was a pretty widely held feeling. I think that there might be more hockey in season two because I think a lot of people were like, we want to see more hockey.
Yeah.
The books have more hockey for sure. My favourite gay hockey series is called the Colchester University series, CU. It has the worst names you've ever heard in your entire life. The first book is called Straight A's and Power Plays.
That's really good.
Yeah. That has quite a lot of hockey. Yeah, and I'm into it. Even in those, like, often only one of the couple is a player.
Why is it that hockey is, like, the queer go-to for romance?
I'm fascinated by this. I have read other sports. I've read a NFL one, like American football one. I've read a swimming one. There's also some straight romance where it's like ice hockey player and ice skater.
Yeah, that's it, but really popular one.
Icebreaker, yeah. Is that what it's
Icebreaker,
called?
Icebreaker, all the teen girls want to read, and I was like, it's actually probably inappropriate for you.
It's
if you're
awful.
Like 13.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I did not enjoy it. I thought it was so boring. I thought it was like two-thirds too long.
Yeah, that is a thick book as well.
It's big. And then she's made like sequels, and I'm like, I'm sorry, this is not for me. But I think, well, I've been talking about this a lot, actually, the why ice hockey. And I think there's an element of the physical. Obviously, all sports are physical. Maybe that's a silly thing to say. But it's a very violent sport.
Yeah.
And it's a very high-contact sport. You know, they fight. They push each other up against the boards. It's quite erotic.
Yeah.
If you've seen their stretches, it's in the show, and like, it's like become a joke online.
Yeah.
Before the game, all the players are out on the ice, and they're on all fours, and their back legs are like moving in like kind of inward circles, which makes it kind of look like they're kind of grinding against the ice. And I'm like, maybe that alone.
All the romance was like, yeah, I can run with this.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think it's like, I think it is also a very masculine sport. Like, not most sports that men play, but like it has this very, I think because of the violence, which could also is very homoerotic.
Absolutely.
But like it's very like
the phallic stick.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're whipping that around.
Yeah.
I think like, I just find hockey like works really well for the romance genre in a way that like I didn't feel that way about NFL. And I didn't feel that way about the other. I've read a basketball one as well, and it just didn't have the same like, yeah, there's something about hockey that just I can't quite. I'm like, someone needs to write their like thesis on this. I'm it's like, quite, maybe they are now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Interesting to think that like an author's like, okay, I want to write romance, so what am I going to get these characters to do? They have to be like, where are they situated? Yeah. What's occupying their lives? It's like, okay, sports.
Interestingly as well, like both Rachel Reid, who wrote the book, and Jacob Tierney, who made the show, are big ice hockey fans. So it's like that's the biggest sport they follow that they've talked about as well. Interesting as well, the book, they just used the NHL, which is the official American and Canadian ice hockey league, and they used the real team names, but the show couldn't clear the names, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think with the book there's more lenience, it's kind of niche, she probably just did it. Whereas in the show there was also may as well just like rag on them, like Jeep is a, there's a part in the book where Ilya makes fun of Shane for driving a Jeep because it's such a practical car, and it's like silly because Ilya likes sports cars, and Shane's like, it's all weather, it's good. And in the show, Jeep wouldn't allow it. They said no to being in it, which I'm like.
And you bet this bidding now. Because it was not, I don't think it was expected to be a big show. Like, it was sort of like a Canada, was it HBO Crave or something? It was
Crave is the Canadian, kind of like a Netflix-ish in Canada.
Okay.
And it was government funded. And then HBO picked it up in the States, and that is part of what made it get so much reach. And actually, it didn't make it to the UK for ages.
Oh.
Yeah, so like all these people in the UK were like,
getting to watch it.
And then here it's on Neon because it's HBO.
And is the author still writing the series, or have they sort of stopped now?
So I actually think this is, my opinion is that I wish she would stop.
Okay.
So she's already written.
She's ruining it.
Well, I just don't think, I think I can see where it's going and I don't like it. So like, I don't want to spoil it if people want to read it, but there's a sequel already to them, to Shane and Ilya's story, called The Long Game, where it's about them figuring out how to be together. And I already found that a bit like, it's not my favorite. Like, I don't really want to read this like fantasy. Like, it's not a fantasy in the sense that it's a fantasy book, but I just mean like the fantasy of them getting together. I don't really know if I want to read their like ordinary lives.
No, I like the tension of like we can't be together.
The second book's a little sad.
Is it sort of like they're trying to be together, but it's not working? Like
it's like they're trying to figure out how to be together when the league is like structured in a way that makes it really challenging for them to be together.
Okay.
And the kind of pressure of coming out and being famous people coming out and things like that. So that's a real struggle that I have with a lot of gay romance. I'm not sure how you feel, Bella, where like, especially the sports ones, they end up, the main tension that they rely on is that, are these people going to come out and how are they going to come out? And I'm like, at a certain point, I don't want to keep reading coming out stories, you know? I know that they can be helpful, but I'm like, there's so much more to the queer experience than coming out.
Yeah, I agree. I think I find it a bit less in, because sports, I mostly read romances with queer women in them, and sports romances are often like football, and that's already very queer, like lots of people are open, and I find in women's sports, it's often people are open with their sexuality a lot more, so there's less of that tension of like, coming out being this huge thing.
So it's not like the main part of the book.
No.
Like, so they're just having to be queer characters in the story.
Yeah, so like one of the big tensions is heated rivalry. Yeah. You're like proving you're not gay.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to come out straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But like in heated rivalry with the big tension is like they can't come out because they're like these huge hockey players and also their rivals. So it'd be like
the league has constructed them as, because they enter the premise is that they enter the league together as rookies. They're drafted 1 and 2 in the draft. They play in a game, like they're playing Montreal and Boston are huge rivals. It's like very much like they're neck and neck their whole career for like who's better. And so then it means that, like the league has constructed them as rivals. And it's interesting because as someone who's very embarrassingly become a sports fan recently of probably the worst sport in the world, which is NFL, American football.
Oh, wow. How did you get there?
Oh, it's a whole thing. Honestly, I don't know. Every time I tell people, I feel like I have to. I told my supervisor at university the other day and she looked at me. I was like, I have to go home to watch the Super Bowl. And she looked at me like she didn't know me. But I watched that and I'm like, I can see that feels realistic to me because there are rivals in these sports. And media does create narratives around these people that actually the people don't have much to do with. Mm. And we were kind of trying to like equate it to NFL players, like, oh, what would this rivalry be like? And when you put it in the context of real players, you're like, this is like Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes being in love. And like, Bella know what I mean. I'm like, that would be wild. I'd love it. That would be crazy. Yeah, amazing. So it's just taken the world by storm, though, the show.
Cool. Yeah, do you have any thoughts on, like, why this has caught on so much in this time?
I think, first and foremost, like, it is just really hot. Like, yeah. They are really hot. The actors are so hot. Like, the sex scenes are really well made. It starts off hot.
Yeah.
It starts off with a lot of sex. The arc of the book and the arc of the show is that it's physical first, feelings later, which is, like, a classic kind of trope. And I think that the show is really thoughtfully made and structured in a way that, like, it carries you through that. The acting, I think, is amazing. Mm-hmm. I think that really helps. The actor who plays Ilya, the Russian character, is from Texas, and he learned Russian, like, for a month before,
oh my
and then
gosh.
He just does it. And Nell's partner gave him the seal of approval, so
wow,
he sounds
okay.
like a native speaker.
So,
yeah. But
very
then I don't want to speak for the masses, but I just feel like yearning for, like, some queer joy a little bit, to be honest. Especially, like, watching this fantasy of, like, if something as masculine and kind of hegemonic as the NHL could have, like, these characters, these, like, there's three hockey players and of the four men that are in the romance storylines, there's three of them are hockey players. If they could have these men, like, come out and be and have these experiences, that feels like it would be a really nice step in a nice direction that we're not having many steps in those directions at the moment on the kind of global scale. So I think it's like it's that kind of yearning for some.
Yeah,
I think so as well. Yeah, it's made me really happy to watch it, even though a lot of the tension is they can't come out because of, like, the thing. It's still like, it still has that queer joy, and it's just really nice to see something so explicitly queer be so, like, it's so popular. It was, like, the same as I felt. I went to Laneway in the weekend, and it was, like, Chapel Run was the headliner, and it was, like, she's so explicitly gay and, like, talks about it a lot, and it was still, like, you know, there's thousands of people here all singing her songs, which are
awesome.
Queer songs, and it's, like, oh, yeah, like,
and it's
bringing,
like,
it into the mainstream, and, yeah.
People
yeah.
who, and, like, I think this is something that I feel about the show. Not, I don't know if I feel this way about the book, but I definitely feel this way about the show. It's that the show feels queer. It doesn't feel just gay.
Yeah.
I think the books, you could maybe argue they're written by a straight woman. I think you could argue that they're gay. They're not queer. But it's, like, having that distinction.
Are they written by a straight woman?
Yeah.
Are they?
A lot of straight women in gay men fiction. Like, predominantly.
That's really
Whereas
weird.
The show is made by a gay man and a queer man.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think because it's been made into a show that there's, like, a kind of hit the glass ceiling in terms of, like, this genre being written about, or do you think it's going to explode, or is it kind of plateaued now?
I think, unfortunately, it's going to explode.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like, romanticy all over again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be romanticy all over again.
What's
really,
romanticy?
That's, like, there's this very famous series that shorthand is called ACOTAR, Court of Thorns and Roses, and it's kind of the most famous, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's it's, like, romance, it's fantasy world, it's fairies and werewolves. I can't remember. Honestly, so many of my friends love it, and I love all my friends, but it is awful. I hated it so much. There's one book that I liked. The main character who you are with for three books is painful, and I think it's, as, like, a gender studies, I've just started my PhD in gender studies, bleak. It's so bleak. I'm really going to be, like, if people listen to this, I'll be in trouble. I just think it's really poorly written. And I think romanticy has now become this thing where you'll just go to the bookshop and you'll just see, like, TikTok has just made romanticy just into this thing.
Yeah, the C-genre. There'll be, like, four romanticy shelves and they're all...
They all look the same.
The
covers
all
look the same.
Like, there are some good... Well, I don't read that much, so I've heard there's some good books, although it's from people that liked A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah,
so.
It's quite interesting that that's this section now in bookshops. Well, not all bookshops,
even
but I know.
Book Talk is a section in bookshops now.
Yeah.
Like, they have a Book Talk section and they have all of, and it's all romance. Book Talk is all romance.
Is it?
Yeah, which is interesting because there are other parts of Book Talk, but the main, I would argue, the main part of Book Talk.
Because, like, I use TikTok although I'm thinking of getting off it because it's evil. But I do use it for a lot of my book recommendations.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, book talk, its face would be like romance, romanticy. Yeah.
But it's huge engagement. Kinda. Like, okay. Yeah.
Which is like, I like it in a sense that it has gotten a lot of people back into reading, which is really important. Like, teenagers reading.
Gateway book.
Even though I'm like, I don't know if this is like.
Not sure about what you are.
Lessons.
That's like, why I read as a teenager, to like read sort of romance.
Oh, and, for sure. Yeah. And I do think it's a safe way to explore sexuality. I think, I study sexual violence, and I think that if we're talking about like sex education, I think well-written romance books, no matter really honestly how explicit they get, I don't really mind. If they're well-written and they're thoughtful in the way they engage with sex, I think it's a way safer way to learn about sexuality and yourself than porn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than watching porn.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think one other really, really cynical thought I have around, I kind of feel like about romance, but kind of to answer your question about this genre, is that I also could kind of see a bit of a AI slopification of this genre.
Yeah,
it's like it's popular. People know that there's money in it now. I think we're going to get more shows. I think there's like this whole thing that all the executives and like that make TV and movies are shocked when like gay things do well.
Yeah.
It's just like, because straight, they don't think straight people would be interested in gay things, but I think Heat of Rivalry has shown that that's not true.
Yeah.
And I do feel, maybe I'm being a gatekeeper, but I feel worried about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what are we going to get next? Like, who's going to make it? Is it going to be as thoughtful as this one?
Okay.
I do think the AI slopification is of big worry. There's been a big scandal of, like, a new contemporary, like, literary fiction book that's come out. I think it's called Shy Girl by Mia Ballard. Mm. But, like, there was a YouTuber I followed did a really good, like, 3-hour-long takedown of, like, I'm very certain this book was written by AI.
I saw that. Yeah, I really like her.
Also, actually written by AI.
Or like at least like helped with by AI. And like I believe it after like I watched the whole 3-hour video, I was like, yes. But this has been like, it's been blurbed by like major authors.
Yeah, wow.
And like it's got a really, I was reading the Goodreads reviews, it's like a really interesting split of like positive and then negative of people that genuinely read it and were like, this is giving like AI before this video came out. So it's it's interesting times.
And our technology isn't up to like detecting that sort of stuff yet, is it?
And our book club, we've just been reading like older books as a way. That's like a good way to make sure that's not happening. Like, I don't think AI could write Hyperion.
No. I just found a Fabio book in the name of the shop with the guy with the open shirt and everything. It was like, wow.
Yeah. I love the old covers. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Elite. I would love it if the one thing I will say, most of the time, the gay hockey romance books, you can't get physical books very easily.
Okay.
I looked for my CU series online, and the only place I could see it was Amazon, which I don't use.
So,
and they're like $50 for these small paperback books, which I think means that they're out of print or they're hard, they're low, kind of, they didn't make very many. It's mostly a Kindle or Kobo kind of thing to read. So then I end up illegally downloading them, which I don't feel great about, but like they're not in the library.
Yeah.
They're not, I don't really want to buy it off Kindle. So,
what are your thoughts on the romance bookshop that's going to be opening? Do you think that's the kind of place that might be stocking it? Or
I'd be shocked if they didn't have Heated Rivalry because it's so popular. And I think because of the show, they've made more of the books. What I was going to say before is that the covers are awful.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. The Heated Rivalry one's all right, and there's a good chance I think it'll get a show cover, which would probably be better, which I never say. Like, movie covers are awful of books.
Maybe it was self-published initially.
There's a lot of them are. More just like online. I don't know if this is a thing, but I get the vibe of like online only publishers, you know, like ebook only publishers potentially. But yeah, the new bookshop, I'm like cautiously optimistic, I would say. I will go and check it out for sure. But I'm concerned about what we were just talking about, really, like the book talk, we've said ification a lot already. Book talkification of buying books at bookshop. I love to buy a book. I love the library, but I also love to own a book that I really like. You know, I want my own library too at home. And I just worry that it will be the book talk section of Wickles or Paper Plus as a bookshop, you know?
Yeah.
So I really hope, and that's not to say that's not fixable either, but it's more like I hope that there is queer romance in there. I hope that there's more subversive romance in there. Like, I want Melissa Broder in there with the Pisces and Milk Fed, these like weird romance, what I would consider a weird romance, not just Love Hypothesis and Icebreaker.
Mm. For someone who doesn't read much romance, like queer romance, where would be a good place to start? Like, what author would you suggest this series?
Not Melissa Broder, would I just no. Don't start with
Melissa. Although you'd probably like her, because that's more like...
You might like her. I would say if you're like a, you know, a babe that's never read a romance, like Milkfed has trigger warnings, I would say.
Milkfed.
Yeah, I loved it though. I really liked it. What would you say? What about that soccer series? The lesbian soccer series that's like...
I think I've got such an aversion to sports that I'm like,
I just don't. Sports, I'm like, all the romance, I don't know if you'd like them.
Yeah, we've come this whole time. But I've done this whole show to tell you don't do it.
Don't read it.
I would love for you to read Heated Rivalry.
Yeah, I will try. Have you got a copy?
I don't.
Oh, so it's all online that you're reading it.
Okay. I do want to buy it, and the then I want to recover it myself.
I mean,
I do
like...
have one, though. I think it's a reach to say that it's a romance, but I think Song of Achilles is a great queer romance that's actually well written. It's a retelling of Achilles and Patroclus.
Yeah, okay.
And it's beautiful.
Cool.
Beautiful book.
That's a good recommendation.
Yeah. Who's the author of that one?
Madeline Miller.
Yeah.
Okay. She did her master's in classics.
Okay.
And then she wrote both Song of Achilles, which is, absolutely incredible, like devastating but beautiful. I loved how it was written. And then she also wrote Circe, which is kind of like a retelling of the Circe myth, the witch, but through her own perspective.
Awesome.
I really enjoy her books. Circe's not a romance, but I would call Song of Achilles a romance.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
The romantic storyline is the thing that holds the plot together, I would say.
I should, I don't think I've read romance since I was like a teenager. But it's the season. We've run out of time, but I feel like the show could go for like another half an hour.
I can talk about romance for hours.
Well, I think we just have to get you back on the show again.
Of course. Yeah, regular romance corner.
Yeah. Love that.
Cool. Thanks so much for joining us, Jordan.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. See ya.
Books Uncovered. Exciting conversations about books and literary events. Brought to you by the Dunedin Athenaeum Library and Mechanics Institute.
Join us, Holly and Bella, every second Saturday at 12 p.m. as we dive into themes ranging from romance to quirky book blurbs, all discovered within the depths of the Athenaeum Library.
That's Books Uncovered.
Saturdays at 12 on ORFM and online at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.